Hello everyone, this is Sharon Silverman, again welcoming you to Module 5, the last one in this series on program evaluation. So far, we've discussed 9 of the 10 steps in the evaluation process. Now we take a look at how to report and use the results. Too often, written reports lie dormant and rest somewhere unused in a file drawer. We certainly want to avoid this after spending so much effort gathering the information. Who is your primary audience? Be sure to identify the stakeholders. They may be administrators, key funders, or perhaps the program participants themselves. Depending on the audience, the format for your report will vary. A formal written report may be the best choice or required by an administrator or funder. If this is the case, be sure to include an executive summary that gives an overview and shares the key findings. A written report typically includes separate sections, beginning with the executive summary and continuing with program description, methodology, findings, interpretation, and recommendations. You will find many suggestions and guidelines for writing the report by searching on the internet. There's no one format that fits all. You will decide how best to organize your report for the specific audience you are addressing. But remember, evaluation results may be shared in many different ways. Not everyone has time or is interested in reading a lengthy report. You might decide to create a media presentation using slides or even a short video. Media presentations can be standalone options or combined with a written report. Some alternative formats include the use of a poster or display board, oral presentations, or even the use of a draft report that is helpful when sensitive issues have emerged, demanding attention, but they are not to be included in the final version. If the report is going to program participants, you might want to conduct some briefing sessions based on the results. In these sessions, you present issues that surfaced and explore action plans to address them. Be creative. Remember your audience. Know what you want to accomplish. And tailor the format to fit your goals. Most importantly, be sure you communicate the results clearly and effectively. You want your efforts to be heard, to be received enthusiastically, to lead to actions that will benefit and enhance your program. We've only touched the surface here and know that program evaluation can be very time-intensive and challenging. TRIP Associates is here to help you. Let us know how we can assist as you move forward with this most important aspect of your professional work. Thank you again for joining us for this series on program evaluation.